For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. At first, it looked like a bite out of a cookie. Then the bite got larger. At the end, it looked like a yellow banana. The eclipse in Lubbock eventually covered almost three-quarters of the sun. For a time, though, it seemed that Mother Nature was going to get in the way. Hundreds of Texas Tech students, faculty, and administrators waited patiently to see if the cloudy conditions would obscure the rare celestial show.
It is Mother Nature. She's mean. Sometimes that's a mean lady.
Gwen Armstrong is the lead technician in the Department of Physics and Astronomy. She set up a solar filter on a telescope in the courtyard of the university libraries as people milled about waiting for the arrival of the eclipse. She worked to focus the instrument on nearby grass before deciding it was sharp enough to turn skyward.
So anytime you have one, it's exciting. It's something you don't get to do. It gets excitement in the public, and they're more aware of astronomy and things going on, and so it's a great deal.
Clouds above the crowd kept the entire sun concealed throughout the eclipse, though there were times when the clouds thinned or parted slightly and the partial eclipse could be seen. At the time of maximum coverage, just before 1 p.m., just more than 72% of the sun was covered by the moon's shadow. It seemed like dusk in the middle of day. The 500 free eclipse-watching glasses that were handed out went quickly, but those who got a pair shared liberally with others. Tom Heise was there as a volunteer with NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. He, too, had a telescope configured so people could gaze at the eclipse. His day job is handling IT for the Department of Engineering.
I love the fact that everybody's out here, that I can share my love of astronomy. It's been 99 years since we've had a coast-to-coast eclipse, so this is a really exciting event. Personally, I'd rather be on the eclipse line, but I couldn't do it this year, so this is the next best thing, is to share my love of astronomy with folks.
Youngsters also were among the crowd, and they understood how exceptional the viewing opportunity was. 9-year-old Gloria Kim came with her father and her younger brother.
Well, it's a one-of-a-time year that the solar eclipse comes, and so it's really rare.
A junior architectural student showed up in a navy blue NASA t-shirt with stars all over and waited to see if clouds would get in his way. Standing nearby was 21-year-old Afif Abdallah, an industrial engineering major.
Too bad it's cloudy, because this is like once-in-a-lifetime moment, you know? Because it's already like once in 100 years. And I kind of feel sad, like a bit sad, because I cannot see it clearly.
Solar eclipses always occur during a new moon. So on Monday, the moon's illuminated side faced the sun. Scientists across the U.S. got a rare viewing of the sun's corona, which they can do any time by placing a disk inside their telescopes. But the moon did one thing those little disks can't. It exposed the innermost part of the corona. Tana Joseph is a Fulbright Fellow and a visiting astronomer at Texas Tech. She watched a partial eclipse in her hometown of Cape Town, South Africa, in February, when just 14% of the sun was obscured.
We hadn't had the partial totality across South Africa in many years. So this will be, even though it's not totality in Lubbock, this will be, for me personally, the biggest partial eclipse that I've seen. So we'll get 72% of the sun covered up here. And my long-term plan is to be back in Texas in 2024, when there's another total solar eclipse that'll go through Texas, through Austin and Dallas. So Lubbock will be a fun place to be for that as well.
Lubbock eclipse watchers at the university libraries spent time outside and inside, where TV screens allowed people to see images of places across the U.S. where the moon's shadow blotted out the entire sun. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.